K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
November 8, Foxtrot, Mike, Mobile.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
At ADRL, mobile.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, A9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
K-8-D-A-C.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K-8-J-M-X, mobile.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
K-8-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YZF Mobile.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile.
K8DAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net.
Okay.
My name is Dave. My call sign is WADW. That's Whiskey 8 Delta Whiskey. I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz and a PL 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net. It is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take up check-ins from operators who are mobile on short time or in and out. Please call now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Do we have anyone that is mobile on short time or in and out? Okay, not heard. So let's go to EchoLink. Do we have anyone on EchoLink tonight? Please call now. Okay, I hear no one on EchoLink, so let's go to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Rob at Bay City. No traffic here, Dave.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob in Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is N8DUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Tarleton Township, no traffic.
No traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, Okay, let me run down the list of the who I've got on my list right now. I have Rob, KC8SDL, Ron, KC8YVF, Bob, N8KPR, Tom, N8EUI, Mike, KD8MMH, Minnie, KD8PAZ, and Rick, KC8VOA. Are there any others for the list? Okay, so we'll go down, we'll start down the list here and then make a call here in a couple of minutes. As far as my weekend went, we were going up to Roger City camping. We did that and had a lot of fun. It was a little cooler up there than here, not a whole lot, but it was a little cooler. We had a good time anyway. Funny, there wasn't a lot of people in the campground. What's real funny is you go to the reservation system and they show a lot of campsites that are occupied or that are going to be taken while you're there. And you get up there, there wasn't a lot of people up there. Some of the problems, there's a lot of the campgrounds that are closed, so you sort of got to watch what you're doing. I really wanted to go to Tawas, but Tawas closed for the season. That was my first choice. We ended up at Upper Rogers City. We had a good time up there. And then on the way home, we came back through Hillman and through Mayo and that. And it was real funny. I got just south of Mayo, and the check engine light came on my truck, so I rode home with it on, and I worked on it today and figured out what it was. I got a part ordered from Rock Auto, and we'll get that in there, and that hopefully that will take care of that. So nothing real serious. Anyway, with that, let's go to Rob and stand by Ron. KC8SDL, you're up. Go ahead.
Hey, brother Jay, W8DW in the crew. You know Charlie H. does what you want. Yes, sir. Have a good evening tonight. Can I complain about the weather? It was a little bit night out there. I did look up to see if I could see the northern lights, but that, of course, a lot of mercury lamps around our city QTA, so I couldn't really hear much. Couldn't see much. I don't give the college try it anyways. But glad you had a good time camping. Yeah, check engine light's more of a noise than anything. Well, at least the check engine light come out and stall or quit. Kind of glad about that, so I'm glad you made it home okay. Yeah, Rock Auto is a good place to get parts. It's pretty decent and pretty reliable, and what you order is what you get, and it's most 99% of the time it's the right part that you order there. So, okay, other than that, tonight I've been on a JLN on 7255 lower sideband on my kid with TSA 30. Good net tonight. A little bit of static crashes from the south, but good copy on the 40 meters there, but I know the other day there, Dave, that there was a real bad solar storm, and I know WWV, their contact line, they got a recording there that you could call up, and they say the index is quite high, and solar flux is pretty high earlier today, but yeah, I'd like to invest in one in ham glass. I can get all that information right off the bat, but oh well, that's okay. I can pick up the, turn on the radio, listen to 15 megahertz, and all my radios, with the exception of the Heathkit, can get 15 megahertz here. So, and my Collins 51J receiver, I guess it's pretty good too. Yeah, it's one of my free radios that didn't work, and how it was a bad tube, and that thing changed the tube out, and she's been flinging ever since. And other than that, I've also got re-invited to the River of Time. Shannon, the gal in charge of that, texted me the other night and said that she's looking forward to having me set my gas engines up at the pumpkin fire, because last year I sat up across Dave in AERL and I got to see Mike here, MMH, and Lauren here, KFA, up from the Bay City Club, and they visited with me there, so I had a good time. So other than that, that's all I got to report, but yeah, I can't ask for a nice night out there, so Dave, so I'm glad you're back home, and hey, you're doing fine. By the way, thanks for doing a great job on the net. WADW in the group. So Charlie H. and Doug Lima. Take it away, Dave.
Oh, okay, real good there, Rob. The great thing about the internet is I found out what where about where the problem was. You get on YouTube and they'll direct you to where the part is that you want to change and tell you how to test it and all that stuff. So that's a good part. So hopefully what I ordered will work. If not, there is another sensor that might need to be changed, but I don't think that that's the one. I think the one I ordered is the one. So anyway, and yeah, as far as the solar storage, yeah, I believe it actually affected the internet connections up at the Rider City. I know a couple of years ago we were up there and was able to get internet on a hot spot, and this time here was totally gone. You almost had to get into Rider City to get internet. So and our TV, we use Roku, so there are some off the air up there, though. We didn't have too much of a problem with that, so we had fun with that. Ron, KCYVF, and stand by, Bob. Go ahead there, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Hopefully everyone had a good weekend and a good week last week. For me, Saturday, did some work around the house in the morning, and then we headed up north. My wife and I met my daughter and son-in-law and the two grandkids and another friend of the family, and then three more people. We went up to Sterling to Iva's for dinner, so had a good dinner up there. We were trying to make that the last couple of years. We went last year. And so that was good and fun, and we did it again this year. After that, we headed over to the Amish furniture store in between Omer and All Grace to look at some furniture. We'd been out to Coleman last year. We were looking for a glider in the plastic type of lumber. I can't remember what it's called. We found what we liked out there. We talked to the lady about getting the colors that we wanted it in, and she said, yeah, it'd be about 4 to 6 weeks to get it, but she said, let me check inventory, and she says, I got one here. So it was just about 5 o'clock. We had the car, so we weren't taking it home. So this Sunday, we'll head up north, take the van, the trailer up, and go up and get the glider. That's going to go out to my daughter's house out at the fire pit. So my wife and I have a nice, comfortable place to sit in the evenings when we're out there. Let me break. And then we came back through Pentani, and we stopped at Northwoods, and we zigzagged over. We went out to Freeland, got some ice cream, and then we headed home. So we were gone most of the day. A nice, enjoyable day. For yesterday, I had a motorcycle trip, really my only one of the year, which wasn't that long. It was about a 180-mile round trip. So a friend came over to my house that lives up in Essexville right now. He came by. We headed down to Stockbridge for the Stockbridge All Clubs Vintage Motorcycle Show. So I met three other guys from our Detroit group that I'm with. They came up. We were going to eat in a little town, whatever, of Gregory at the local bar, and there we got there, and they said, well, we got a dishwasher but no cook, so all we can serve you is drinks today. So next closest place, we went to the bar that's in Hell, so we went to Hell for lunch, and we got there, and there's all kinds of motorcycles out front. The parking lot's just jam-packed. We get in, we park the bikes, and say, oh, wonderful, going to take forever to get lunch. We walked into the bar, and there's like 8 people in the bar. Everybody outside was whatever they were doing, and 5 minutes later, they were all gone. So we sat, had a nice lunch, talked, and enjoyed the company from the guys from Detroit. Then we headed over to Stockbridge for an hour or so, looked through the bikes that was there, and then we headed on back home. So that was a good thing. Right after the net here, I'll stick around, but I got to get up really, really early. My wife has her surgery tomorrow. We have to be down at Covenant, 700 Covenant, at 5 a.m. So she is already headed to bed. I am headed to bed right after the net here, and I get your report, Dave. I am headed upstairs and hit the bed because we got to be up at 4 and to the hospital by 5 and to get her surgery. She's having her knee replacement surgery on the right side tomorrow. So I got the at least the next couple of days off from work to help her. The plan is to go back on Thursday, but we'll play it by ear. I told the boss it depends on how she's doing, if I'm going to come in or not on Thursday. So we'll see what happens here. So that's what I've got for you, Dave. We'll send it back to Nat, KC8YVF.
Okay, real good. I was a good place. We were up there a few weeks ago, and actually we were up to Augray, and we came back through, and then from Augray and stopped at Ivas and had dinner there. Good place to eat. And for Rob there, also Northern Lights, we looked for them up at Rogers City. We're a lot farther north, and we did not see anything. Hard to see from where in the park. You do have to get out and along the shoreline, but we didn't see anything, Rob. Anyway, let me take a fast break. This WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have any other check-ins?
We ain't booming out, dude. Keep it up, Stubbier.
Okay, Jeff, we got you on the list. Okay, let's go to Bob, NAKPR, and stand by Tom.
Good evening, Dave, everyone else on the net. Yeah, I was watching the weather tonight, and they said the Northern Lights should appear at sunset or shortly thereafter. Well, sunset was at 7:34. I sat out there till 10 after 8. I didn't see nothing. I checked again about 8:45. I didn't stood outside for about 5 minutes. I didn't see anything. So, I don't know. Maybe they're not. Maybe they'll show up later. Maybe they're not going to show up at all. I don't know. I did see them once this year from Frankenmuth. So, seen the greens, white, green, red. It's kind of cool. I've seen the most spectacular one I ever seen was probably back in the 80s. I was at my nephew's birthday party out in Hemlock, and they actually broke in on. I think we were watching Wheel of Fortune, and Eric Jiva broke in and says, if you're not doing anything, go outside and look at the Northern Lights. They're spectacular. And he was in line. We went out and looked, and it's like, oh, my God, all the colors. It was literally all the colors of the rainbow were just rolling through the sky. It was fantastic. That's the best I've ever seen them. But, yeah, I went camping last weekend. Let me buy a second here. Was camping this weekend and started looking at my schedule, and I'm like, okay, I can't go this weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful out, but I can't go this weekend because of some other prior commitments that I don't want to go to, but my wife does, so got to do what she wants to do. And then the weekend after that, I'll be going up to the Bluffton where my trailer's at, and we will be camping there for the Halloween weekend. The Halloween weekend. Yeah, right. But I may have to close it then because after that, that following Tuesday, we're going to another campground in Davidson and for the Halloween celebrations down here, but we're going to be there for a whole week. And then after that, I'm going to my daughter's in St. Louis, Missouri that next weekend, so I probably have to close it at the end of this month here, but we'll see how things happen. That's it for this round. Back to net control. This is NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. As far as Northern Lights, we've seen them a few years ago also. We were up in the other side of the state, up by Ludington, and that was they were great. Anyway, let's go to Tom, NADUI, you're up, and stand by Mike.
Okay, thanks, Dave. This is NAEUI. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing good tonight, doing well. Bad grammar. Should be doing well tonight. Anyway, what am I going to do? We started the week with smoking. We smoked some, my wife and I smoked a couple of pork butts Wednesday night. Put them on 8:30 Wednesday night, let them go all night till Thursday morning. I checked the temperature. It was about 225 degrees. I run it 12 hours, 225 degrees. And then I got a couple of temperature. I got two meat probes to put in. I can check the temperature on my phone app. and I can adjust the temperature too with my phone, which makes it real convenient. And then about 8:30 the next morning, after 12 hours smoking, it was about 180 degrees or so, as I bumped up the temperature to 250 for another 3 hours or so, 2.5 hours, until I hit about 205, and I pulled them off, and then put a tent, a foil tent on them, and let them rest for about an hour and a half, and then started pulling, pulled the bones out, the bone out of the each pork butt, and started pulling it with, you know, I put gloves on, pulled the meat, shredded, and vacuum sealed them, so we got them in the freezer now, so we got about, not very efficient. I had 2 9-pound pork butts, and we got 9 pounds of meat out of 2 9-pound pork butts. So 9 pounds were bone and the fat that was rendered off the pork butts. So we got 9 pounds, so we put them in the freezer.
K-8-V-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
To eat maybe this coming winter, so looking forward to that. I went with Mike KDMMH to West Branch for the swap meet, and it was a pretty good turnout for the first time. I brought home a used 25-amp switching power supply, so I need some power down on my workbench if I'm doing any testing. So it's a little MFJ power supply, about, 6 inches square and about 2 inches tall. It's kind of a nice little unit. Let me break real quick. So, I got the power supply, and then, yesterday, my wife and I, we drove to East Lansing to meet with her son and husband and wife. They live in Grand Rapids, so we met halfway in East Lansing for lunch for a few hours to visit. And then today, again, we've got busy, we went with a couple of friends of ours, spent the better part of the afternoon in Frankenmuth today, and had lunch, or dinner, actually it was kind of a late lunch, early dinner kind of thing, in Frankenmuth. And we just got home about an hour ago, and that's why it was pretty full day. And also, too, tomorrow night, I believe there's a lunar eclipse. It starts at about 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time, and it peaks about 10:45 Eastern Time. The unusual thing about this one is, this lunar eclipse is that the moon is going to be closer to the Earth, and its elliptical orbit around the Earth is going to be closer to the Earth, so it's going to be slightly larger. And I think it may be a more amber or orange kind of moon, you know, a little more red, because it's because of the dust in the air and everything. So we'll see. So we're not supposed to be getting rain for the next few days, so it should be a clear night to see a lunar eclipse tomorrow night. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's it for my time. Send it back. For the 73 rounds. Until then, this is any EUI.
Okay, real good there, Tom. And I read that. I think on the space weather today. Okay, let's. I'll make a fast break here. This is WDW Second Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. And I got Mike, KD8MMH, you're up, and stand by Manny. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, WADW, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. One quick announcement. Reminder to everyone, this coming Saturday is the annual Savara Club auction. We'll start at noon out at Harry Brown Airport Conference Room. We'll have the doors open by 11 or so, probably, so we can get the items set up on the table and get a chance to look over what's going to be auctioned off at noon. I'll also send a reminder out, email reminder, probably tomorrow or Wednesday, reminding everyone about it. Also put a little note in there, too, Ron, about your project build after the auction for the coax tester. I'll include your email and number there in case anybody wants to register for that and let you know that they want to build a coax tester as well. Other than that, yep, like Tom said, went up to the Ogama Aranac amateur radio swap meet up in West Branch. Actually, it was kind of closer to St. Helen, but had a good time up there. Tried to sell a couple of the bigger radios that we got from the estate back in May, but didn't have any luck on that. But I was lucky I did end up winning one of the door prizes, a $50 ARRL gift card. So other than that, that's all I've got. I think this will be my only go around 2 days, so you can mark me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and hope to see you Saturday out at the airport for the auction. KD8 MMH, back to net control. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, and I picked up a 25 amp power supply from Emmett for that I'll be bringing out to the auction. Also, I got to go through some stuff here and see what I got that I'm gonna bring out. But Cemetery, have a good one, and we'll catch you down the long. Manny, KDAPAZ, stand by, Rick. Go ahead, Manny.
Well, good evening, WADW. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here. Sounds like everybody's been out camping or having a good time anyway. And, Ron, you talk your wife, hopefully everything's well tomorrow. So, anyway, not doing much. Just sticking around home. This is KDAPAZ, back to WADW.
Okay, real good there, Manny. 70, or we'll catch you on a 73 round there. And yeah, it's the campus season. Actually, it's almost like summer this last week. And I think that Mike mentioned, there is no rain in the forecast for quite a while. So I've been throwing some water on some new grass in a situation in the front yard. So. Anyway, Rick, KCA, VOA, and I'll be at the bottom of the list.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. I'll be one and done tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm going to wash my vehicle tomorrow, so more than likely it's going to rain here soon. Other than that, not a whole lot new going on. I have not had a lot of time playing with radio. I've still been working on the camper and still rubbing it out. I'm seeing daylight here at the end of the tunnel as far as removing the oxidation on it. Fiberglass shell on there, and it's oxidized pretty good. So it's polishing up decent, but it's taking a lot of work and so forth. And once I get that done, I've got a little bit of caulking to do and get some wax on it afterwards. With that, let's turn back over to Net Control 73, everybody, KC8VOA.
Okay, there, real good, Rick, and I'm ahead of you. I took and washed my truck today, so it should be raining tomorrow. I probably won't be. My next project, I got to wash the RV, and I probably will start up on the roof and get it washed, and then wash the rest of it. Washed the roof last year, and makes a difference. It keeps it. You got to keep it clean. Got to keep that roof clean to make sure that it. It stays in good shape as it is. WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have any other check-ins before I go down to the 7-3 round? Okay, nothing hurts, so we'll go Rob, KCA-SDO. Go ahead, stand by, Ron.
Hey, very good. Again, Dave, doing a great job here on that night here. WADW in the group, Kilo Charlie, she's up to me. First, I want to wave a hand to Miss Finney. Good evening, Miss Finney. Hope you are well. Okay, other than that, yeah, like I said on the first go around, I'm going to be setting up at the River of Time this coming weekend on the 21st, and I'm hoping to see some of the Savara Club show up there. Cause I know last year, Dave there had that dog tag making machine that was there, and he was right across from me where I was set up at, and like I said, I got to see Mike and my mates and a couple of people from the Bay City Club, Born, KF8 came to see me too. So, and weather-wise, it was going to be very nice there, but I won't be camping there because I only live about 7 miles away from the Johnson's Pumpkin Farm. So me and the ex-wife will drop me off over there, you know, in both morning and pick me up in the evening hours. So Okay, other than that, yeah, band conditions there. Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't see anything tonight about the, you know, what the door of the lights there, but other than that, though, the band's not been too bad, but yeah, it's been kinda screwy lately, but yeah, I had the camera went on tonight. Like I said, I worked the GatorNet, which is the nighttime version of the eCarsNet on 7255 lower sideband. Good copy on the 4.9 controller they had. They had W3DON into ZGN, and they had Matcher, I can't remember, N1 something. And another guy that gave me the Kenwood was K8 Limited out to Bravo there in southern Ohio. And a really good copy by all the evening hours. But as it goes on, Dave, yeah, when the foreign broadcasters are getting here, get noisy, when we change the time, it'll be horrible, because I'm foreign broadcasters to come booming in there. It's going to say they don't obey IT rules or FCC regulations. I'm yahoos to do that. We just can teleport to their one exchange, so I take their final tubes out, put in my swan. Hi, so. All right, that's all I got to report. Yeah, like I said, I had a good day today, and I hope I have a good day tomorrow. So I will say, Sunday, you take care of my good friend. Excuse me. Good luck on the auction there. Yeah, like I said, I always bring that up to you there, that the Swan 500 is the best $10 they ever spent, and I love that radio, Dave. Sunday, it's a bad tonight. You take care. Oh, boy. Dave, there we go. WGW is a group. Kilo Charlie, she's on Prima, 7th Race.
Okay, real good there, Rob. 7th Race, have a good time this weekend. I'm not sure if we're going to get up that way or not. So, anyway, Ron, KCYVF, stand by, Rob. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave. As Mike said, yeah, coming up this weekend, after the auction, approximately 2 o'clock, we're going to do a project build. I sent out an email today to everyone in the club and to anybody else that wants to join. I have enough parts for 10 builds, so we can build 10 of them. I went to Menards tonight to pick up the screws and things that are needed to put the cases together, so I have all of that. Also sent out a list of in there of tools, if you want to bring your own tools or just some of them, whatever. I only have basically one set of tools to be able to bring here. I got a couple of soldering irons, a couple of wire cutters and strippers, but only so many, heat guns and other things. I only got one of those that do the shrink tube and a few other things. So, if you want to bring your own tools to kind of speed up things, that will help out. Yeah, I'll be there about 11 o'clock. I got a few things I got to get together yet. So hopefully while my wife is resting, tomorrow and Wednesday, I'll be home. I'll be able to get, some things ready to go to the auction. I got some radios that I'm going to bring. And then get all the stuff together for Saturday for the build as well. Something else that I had on my mind and can't think of it at the moment. Guess it wasn't important. So anyhow, 73s, everyone have a good week. Oh, and now I remember what it was. We got the SET coming up October 12th. Next week, the 26th, is the next Aries training. I did receive the playbook for it. So I've, after I get done with the auction, I got about 3 days to get a plan together to give to you guys. So as many of that can help out, I would appreciate it. It'll be on Saturday the 12th from about 8 in the morning until noon or so. I know it's still camping season, but hopefully I can get some of you guys that are going camping to kind of go a week earlier, a week later or something and help me out for it, so we got a good turnout for it. So 73 to everyone. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week, KC8YVF. Back to that.
Okay, real good there, Ron, and we'll have a report at the end here for you. Bob, NAKPR, you're up. Stand by, Tom.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
There's the advertisement. Yeah, you guys aren't the only ones that wash your car. I did two today. I detailed my wife's car inside and out, and I washed it, and I waxed it. And then I says, well, I still got some energy left, so I went and pulled my truck out of the garage and washed that and waxed it and detailed the inside. And I says, okay, that's it for the, I'll get it next spring. I hand washed everything, so probably the last hand washing everything gets, it'll be going through the car wash next time, by chance, probably. Unless it stays warm out, then I might do it again. But as far as the detailing goes, wiping all the nooks and crannies out, all the way inside and outside, and that'll probably be the last time until spring. It takes a while. I can clean a house faster than I can clean a car. It's crazy. And what else has been going on? I don't know. Not a whole lot that I can think of, but there was something else I wanted to mention, but I can't remember what it was. How it is when you get old. But anyways, I stepped outside here for just a second, and still no northern lights. So I guess it missed us this year, or this time, I should say. So thanks for doing that, Dave. And 7-2s, everybody. Have a great night. A great week, I should say. So back to Net Control. This is KPM.
Okay, we're real good there, Bob. 7-2, have a good week. Tom, NEDUI and Stanley Mini. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Dave, thanks. This is NEDUI again. Not too much anymore tonight. I think I'm just going to toss it back. Just want everybody to have a good evening, a good week. I hope to see everybody at this weekend's auction. And I will probably be staying after the auction to build one of those coax testers. Sounds like a lot of fun. So until then, I'm going to say 73 to everyone, and have a good week. This is NEDUI.
Okay, 73's Tom. See you down the log. Maybe on Saturday. That's the plans anyway. Benny, KAPAZ, you're up, and I'll be at the Bob on the list again. Go ahead there, Benny.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KDAPAZ. Well, not much more. Hope everybody has a good week and a good auction on Saturday. And I'll be busy that day, so I won't be making it there. So other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KDAPAZ back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Manny. 73 to you. This is WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. At this time, do you have anyone else who'd like to check to join the net before I close the net tonight? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. So tonight, include myself, we had a total of, what have we got here? 9 check-ins. This WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association of Net. I'd like to thank all the participants since they've met. 73 Saul, everyone have a good week. And the net is now closed. Return the frequency back to normal amateur use. And Ron, I have a report for you.
Okay, Dave, just run down your list. I count 8 on the list, but just I might have missed somebody. Will you count down just call signs?
Okay, before we go there, did you catch Jeff by SWR at the end?
I did not, and that's who I missed. Okay, I will add that in. Go right ahead with your report.
Okay, please copy number 120. Routine, letter group Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, figures 10, Saginaw, letter group Mike India, letter group Sierra Echo Papa, figures 16, going to your station, Rod Huss, KC8YVF, break.
Letter Group Sierra Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha Monday Net. Check-ins, figure 9. Traffic, figure 1. Time, figures 4:00. Break.
KADAC, repeater side Gannon.
And it's signed Dave, WADW, and no more.
All right, Dave, I have the report. Appreciate you doing the net tonight. Hope to see you on Saturday. Have a good week. KC8YV up, clear.
You too, and I wish your wife well on the operation tomorrow. 7-3 is WADW out.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.